Okay, I'm getting ready to start the meeting. All right, it's 7 p.m. We will start the regular meeting meeting of Thursday, September 24th. Will everybody please rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. We ask that you comfort those who have lost loved ones and heal those who are sick. Please watch over our residents and employees and keep them safe in your care. Please keep our military safe. Please bless our country and show the way to peace and understanding. Please guide this meeting this evening. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Councilmember Lehman?
Here.
Councilmember Salazar?
Here.
Councilmember Apodaca? She did say she would not be able to attend. Mayor Pro Tem Aldrich?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We will move to item 5, citizens' participation. We have 4 individuals signed up to speak this evening. First one is Chris Garza regarding the park plan.
Good afternoon, Council. Tonight I would like to discuss the various implements that the Council is trying to place in the parks. This includes a volleyball court that we discussed last Council meeting. And there has been talk about a dog park with access for the residents that will be addressed later tonight. First, I would like to say that I'm happy and I'm excited to have these types of amenities afforded to our Kirby residents. But I must say that I believe these amenities should have some type of major planning involved before they are pushed through council. I have not seen any planning for these items, and I have yet to hear from the planning and zoning what they think on the matter. And I believe that before any decisions are made or any of this moves forward, that these subjects of any changes to the park should go through that commission so that they can be properly discussed and these commissions not be bypassed on their ideas or the community input. I understand we do not have a Parks and Rec committee, and after attending the PNZ Zoom meeting earlier this week, I get the impression that we aren't going to try and resurrect one anytime soon. So with that, it's my belief that the park planning should be looked at by the planning and zoning, because without a distinct park and rec, the park plan should fall on them. This kind of planning should be in an effort as to not randomly place items all over the park, and should also follow a format where we would least likely have to move or work around those items that are placed in the future. These city parks belong to the residents, and they should have as much of a say as how they are planned, as much as the baseball, softball, G&L, and Pee Wee teams do. I have seen a park plan that was generated in 95, and I can tell that Kirby has added things to the park without following that plan, and therefore either rendering that plan useless or causing an added expense of having to move fields or redo the plan in order to maximize the parks. I know we currently have a dog park that is inaccessible to residents, and I think if we are to repair and open up that dog park to the residents, at this moment it would suffice until a proper plan could be put in order. I believe if we want to do what's best for the residents, we should plan appropriately and give residents the future parks they deserve. Thank you.
Thank you. And there is an existing park plan that's from 2012.
Yeah, I still have it.
The next one is Anthony Jetter regarding 2924 Ackerman.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council and City Administration. The last meeting we had with this property on the agenda, Ackerman, 2924 Ackerman Road, there was a lot of questions raised. I brought up a fact that there was a code ordinance that was out there for land usage with building regulations, and also had amendments to the building code that City of Kirby has adopted for moving a structure into Kirby. After the meeting, or talking to Mark Snall, the city attorney, he was going to get with the city manager, I guess, and try to come up with some kind of resolution within a couple of days. The property owner is pushing for a property to be utilized by October the 5th, I think is what it was. And he said he would try to get us back to everybody within a day or two, possibly Monday or Tuesday the following week after that meeting. It's now been 2 weeks and nobody's heard anything. At least the residents or anybody else, I don't think, has heard anything on this. The residents that live around that area, Tollivers and them, they haven't been contacted, you know, and that's one of the things that you have to do is take a permit out, then get your residents involved, and none of this has taken place yet. So I'd like to put this back on the agenda for the next meeting, Ackerman Road 2924, get it back on there so the discussion can be had of what happened, where are we at, what's going on, and what are we going to be doing with that piece of property. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jetter. All right, the next one is Roger Romans regarding 8I. Would you like to speak now?
I'll wait.
All right. Last one we have is BJ Voigt regarding general.
Good evening, council and everyone here. My name is BJ Voigt. I reside at 3634 Kirby Drive, which I have lived there over 58 years. First thing I want to do is I had to make some calls, and I want to commend some people for the way that everything was handled. On September 13th, as I'm going to bed, I get on my phone and saw next door Kirby that a guy on there heard gunshots down the street from me. All of a sudden, I think I hear a gunshot, and yes, I do know what gunshots sound like. So I called the non-emergency number. I want to say that the lady on duty at 2:07 in the morning was so very nice and told me to call any time if I heard something. Officers showed up, and I want to commend all those on duty that night. I appreciate what they did because I feel like they went out of there. They were going to go check streets because I thought it was coming from Ackerman or over that way. So I want to give a commend to your officers for that night. On September 13th, the next day, I go up to the senior center to weed eat, pick up trash, and put amp bait out. As I start unloading, I notice there's a debit card laying there on the ground. I called up to the police station, and the guy was very nice. I knew you could call the number and report the card missing, but I asked the dispatcher to send a cop, and I gave the card to Officer Vasquez. Me and him were talking, and he went out of his way and found out where the person lived, took her the card, and she was so very appreciative, because we all know when you have to cancel a card, what a pain it is. You know, save the lady a lot of time and everything. So I want to come, and Officer Vasquez came back up there and told me he did find the lady. She was very appreciative. So by doing this, we saved the lady a lot of trouble of having to cancel her card. She was very thankful, a big thank you to Officer Vasquez. Sometimes the little things can make a big difference. So again, I want to thank, make sure and let them know. Also, the Kirby Senior Center is selling a wine and dine raffle ticket to raise money for the center. If anyone is interested, you can see me after the meeting. And also, I do have some sad news to report that one of the members of the Kirby Senior Center and has also lived here for a very, very long time, Greta Smith, passed away on Monday. And as I told Chief Boyce earlier, I was there, and Officer Vasquez handled everything very well, telling this the family, sorry, that he was sorry from the city and the police department. So I just want to let everybody know. So sorry about that. I should probably did that at last. Also this year, I will be participating in the Kirby Community Garage Sale to be held October 9th through the 11th. A portion of my proceeds from my sale will go towards helping fund community projects, such as seasonal activities with the Kirby Police and Fire Departments, as well as needed miscellaneous items for the Kirby Animal Shelter. If any Kirby resident would like to donate usable items with proceeds to help fund these projects, you can bring them to my house on October 7th from 4 to 8, and I will be posting this and letting, and please, if possible, mark your items with prices, because I do have a lot of stuff. And you can get stickers at Dollar Tree, 300 and something for a dollar. If your donated items do not sell and you want them back, they must be picked up on that Sunday from 3 to 5. Also, I will not be taking any clothes, and I will be posting a flyer about and letting them know. And also, I was made aware, which I did not know, that last year when I made these donations, there were some small items because I went after Christmas and got everything at discounted prices. I'm a discount price shopper. And I was just made aware that some of the smaller stuff, instead of going for Blue Santa, was used for cookies with Santa, which made me very happy that the kids were able to benefit. You know, they got a coloring book, a color, or whatever. This year, I was not able to find much stuff that was left, so I guess everybody bought it. So I did some research and found some places you could order in bulk, which I will give the chief, so if they choose to do that again. I do have some. I don't know how many kids showed up, so this would give them a little research information. And thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, BJ.
All right, we will move to item 6A, consideration of an action on the regular meeting minutes of September 10th.
Mayor, minutes, we accept the meeting minutes. Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Councilmember Salazar, to accept the regular meeting minutes of September 10th. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand.
Aye.
And Jerry?
Yes. Jerry.
All right, we got you. All right, we will move to item 7A, the City of Kirby Municipal Pool 2020 season report. City staff is waiting for additional information from the San Antonio Pool Management, so I'll ask that this item be postponed until the city manager is able to provide council with the accurate details.
Mayor, I'd like to postpone the presentation from the city manager on the Municipal Pool 2020 season report until the appropriate information is received.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to postpone the 2020 pool season financial report until the city manager is able to gather the additional information. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Yes. Item 8A, discussion and possible action on appointing up to 4 alternate members to the Buildings and Standards Commission. There are currently 4 alternate vacancies. I do not have any applications in front of me. Patty, do you have any over there for the Buildings and Standards?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Item 8B, discussion and possible action on appointment and reappointment of members to the Crime Control Prevention District Board. The Crime Control Board is accepting applications until their board meets again in October, so I'll ask that the appointment of the vacancy be tabled for that part until the council meeting immediately following their board meeting. But we, if anybody would like to, we can reappoint. We can do it all, but if we want to reappoint members, and also a resignation by Mr. Minnie.
Actually, Mr. Minnie's term is going to automatically expire on the 30th, so you don't have to worry about
that. Oh, so
that
he's
part.
Not
resignating. You just need to reappoint the other two if you wish.
Okay, so he's not resigning then?
Right. He plans to finish his term, which is just about a week left.
All right. It said unable to continue, so I thought that meant effective immediately. Okay. Yes, to reappoint.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to reappoint members Hilton and Feline as board members to the Crime Control Prevention District Board.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Audridge, seconded by Councilmember Salazar, to reappoint Hilton and Feline to the Kirby Crime Control Prevention Board. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. And do we need a motion for the other? Since there's an appointment?
No, you can just, if you're just going to refer that to the board, then we'll just bring that back as a separate item.
Is everybody okay with that?
I'm cool.
All right. So if anybody does want to apply for the vacancy, Chief Boyce, you can make sure that the city staff gets that, and then it will be passed on to the board. Yes, you have one. All right, item 8C, discussion and possible action on entering into an agreement with Slow Pitch Amateur Softball League for use of land owned by the City of Kirby to conduct Slow Pitch Amateur Softball League athletic functions. Stevens, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening, Council. My name is Robert Stevens. I operate Kirby Softball Association. I believe I was here in June after my original lease expired, and we had discussed moving it from 2 days to 1 day. And lowering the cost for the renewal. We didn't do it in the summer because of COVID, obviously, but now we're gonna plan to move forward for the fall. I'm looking to start October 4th, which is, I believe, in two Sundays from now. So today I was just seeing if we could go ahead and get the approval of the council to vote and get the new lease written up with, I guess if we do it tomorrow or today, it'd be from September to next September. Whatever the lease was before, and this, we could do the payment, you know, take care of all that. So.
And just to remind everybody, that was the discussion on the item was to allow use on Sunday only,
yes.
And to pay $125 per year because the whole season was pretty much scrapped because of COVID.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I had the spring and summer canceled. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have four teams now, correct?
Five now.
Oh,
so
good.
We're, so
okay.
We're looking to start October 4th on time.
Great.
So, yeah. And I believe you guys do have the my certificate of insurance and all that on
yes.
file and everything. Okay.
It is on file. All right, so I will, do we need to be specific or just?
No, you can just do a motion to approve the 2-year lease and with the amount of $125 a year, but just for information purposes, it will be kind of retroactive. So September 1 of this year through August 31 of 2022.
Oh, that'll work, yeah.
Okay. And then you would just pay us the $125 when you come in to sign the agreement.
Okay. Appreciate it.
And this 21
or 22, oh, 2 years.
2 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is still for Sunday only?
Sunday only, yeah, co-ed.
It's starting September the 1st, right? Mayor, make a motion that we extend the 2-year contract for the softball from September 1, 2020 to August 31st, 2022 at the rate of $125 a year.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Grant. Seconded Mayor Pro Tem Audridge, Mayor Pro Tem Audridge, to enter into agreement with Slow Pitch Amateur Softball League. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Audridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, good luck with your season.
I appreciate it, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm eating my face mask.
Assembly at work.
All right, item 8D, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2020-885, an ordinance amending the 2019-2020 municipal budgets of the city of Kirby. This is the first reading. Tina is up on deck.
Mayor and council members, this is our third and final amendment for the 2019 and 2020 budget, with September 30th being the end of our fiscal year. I'm just gonna kind of go over it just real briefly. On the revenue for the general fund, I did a lot of increases to where the funds are more actual of what we've collected. And so with that being said, there were several different items. And so the revenues were increased by $190,299. That was just a general fund revenue. The expenditures are decreased by $111,998. The few departments that we did budget amendments on, they are pretty much a wash. So if we took away from one and added to the other to make it a wash. So that would be consist of the city administration, police department, municipal court, animal services, parks, and general operation. The two big items that we did do in the expenditures is that we removed $110,000 from the fire department for the chassis that was supposed to have been done this fiscal year. So I moved the $110,000 to the 2020 and 2021 budget. So that's why you see that item has been removed. Also under streets, if you remember in the last couple of council meetings, we talked about removing the $70,000 for the HB 445 street reconstruction. We moved that $70,000 from the 2019-2020 budget to the 2020 and 2021 budget. So we will have, since we did not do that project this year. So those are two big items that were mainly removed from this fiscal year to go to next fiscal year. So with that being said, the increase in the revenue was $190,299. The decrease in expenses was $111,998, so the net effect was $302,297. That is all strictly general fund.
On the water fund,
we did, I did the same thing with the revenue. It was an increase of $18,670. And it was more to make the item where it was more actual to what we collected. The expenditures were decreased by $41,335. And one thing I wanted to point out was the painting of the water tower. We did save $116,500. So therefore we only, our contract was, budgeted for $500,000, so we only spent $383,500. So we did save $116,500. Those were the two the small things that were in the water, but everything else is pretty much a wash here and there in those other departments. And with that increase in revenue of $18,670, and decrease in expense for $41,335. The net effect for the water is $60,005.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the action ordinance number O-2020-885, an ordinance amending the 2019-2020 municipal budget of the City of Kirby.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to accept ordinance number O-2020-885 and ordinance amending the 2019-2020 municipal budgets of the City of Kirby. Is there any discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lagan?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2020-885 and ordinance amending the 2019-2020 municipal budget passes for the first reading. Item 8E, discussion and possible action to dispense with the second reading of ordinance number O-2020-885 so that ordinance number O-2020-885 becomes effective immediately.
Mayor, I make a motion we act on accept ordinance number 202085 so it becomes effective immediately.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce, to dispense with the second reading of ordinance number O-2020-885 so that ordinance number O-2020-885 becomes effective immediately. This will meet the deadline of closing out the fiscal year of September 30th. Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2020-885 becomes effective immediately. Item 8F, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2020-883, making appropriations for the support of the City of Kirby for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2020 and ending September 30th, 2021, appropriating money to a sinking fund to pay interest and principal due on the city's indebtedness and adopting the annual enterprise and general fund budgets of the City of Kirby, Texas for 2020-2021 fiscal year. I will turn this over to Monique.
So, Mayor and Council, we did approve the first reading of the budget last council meeting. And however, staff is making one recommended revision. Section 102.007B of the Texas Local Government Code allows the governing body to make changes to the proposed budget prior to final adoption. We only do two readings in Kirby because that's what's required in our charter. And so we are within our legal right to make this revision tonight. What we're recommending is just one change, and that is in the transfer in lieu of taxes from the water fund to the general fund. We annually have done $480,000 for the last probably 10 years. We had a meeting with our auditors and our city attorney, did some financial assessments, and with the increase in resources that are being used from water to support, being used from general to support the water fund, we're looking at about $120,000 more a year that we have been spending. So we're increasing that transfer to $600,000 from water to general in lieu of taxes. And so if you were to approve that tonight, you can read the motion there that actually ends with the statement with the recommended revisions.
Do you need to read the whole thing?
Yes, sir.
Mayor, I make a motion to approve ordinance number 0-2020-833, making appropriations for the support of the City of Kirby for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2020 and ending September 30th, 2021, appropriating money to a sinking fund to pay interest and principal due on the city's indebtedness and adoption of the annual enterprise and general fund budgets of the City of Kirby for 2020. The 2021 fiscal year with the recommendations revised.
Yes. We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to approve ordinance number O-2020-833, making appropriations for the support of the City of Kirby for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2020 and ending September 30th, 2021, appropriating money to a sinking fund to pay interest and principal due on the city's indebtedness and adoption the annual enterprise and general fund budgets of the City of Kirby for 2020-2021 fiscal year with the recommended revisions. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Layden?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2020-833 passes for the second reading. Item 8G, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2020-884, levying ad valorem taxes for use and operation of the municipal government of the City of Kirby, Texas for the 2020 tax fiscal year, providing for apportioning each levy for specific purposes and providing when taxes shall become due and when same shall become delinquent if not paid. If somebody would like to make that motion, please read it exactly as printed.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the ordinance. I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 0.698942, which effectively 5.06% increase in the tax rate.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Salazar, to accept ordinance number O-2020-884, levying ad valorem taxes for use and operation of the municipal government of the City of Kirby, Texas for the 2020 tax fiscal year, providing for apportioning each levy for specific purposes and providing when taxes shall become due and when same shall become delinquent if not paid. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Layden?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2020-884 passes for the second reading. Item 8H, discussion and possible action on resolution number R-2020-722, a resolution to ratify the property tax increase reflected in the 2020-2021 city budgets. If somebody is to make that motion, please read it as stated.
I'll make a motion that we move to ratify the property tax rate reflected for 2020-2021 city budget.
We have a motion by Councilmember Salazar, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to accept resolution number R-2020-722, a resolution to ratify the property tax increase reflected in the 2020-2021 city budgets. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Yes. Mayor Pierce. Yes. Resolution number R-2020-722 to ratify the property tax increase reflecting the 2020-2021 city budgets passes. We will move to item 8I.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. My name is Roger Romans, 4511 Henneke. On this item here, previous residents stated a lot of what I was going to address. The discussion that Council is going to have, I would hope any action they would take would be to defer it to planning and zoning. Parks and Rec is no longer a committee. The long-term planning of the city should be planning and zoning's responsibility for stuff to come up to council and piecemeal things of the park because constituencies have a passion of a certain thing, especially at this time, can appear to be nothing more than political pandering for elections. The comprehensive plan of the park needs to be well thought out so things aren't just willy-nilly put into place. I think a dog park is a wonderful idea, but to go ahead and direct staff to make this something right now without consideration of the long-term park plan, without going through planning and zoning, can be perceived as just political pandering before an election. You know, they're good ideas, but let's go through a good process so that the parks can be best used for the long term for the good of all the residents. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mayor, I make a motion we postpone this due to Sylvia Padaka is not here at this time, and she was one that requested this item.
Second.
To postpone or table?
On table until she's back.
Do you withdraw your motion for postponement?
I make a motion to table the...
Wait, do you withdraw your motion?
I withdraw my motion.
Okay, no.
You withdraw the second.
I withdraw the second.
All right. Councilmember Pierce, would you like to make another motion?
I would like to table this item.
Second.
So Councilmember Appleton can be present.
All right, discussion possible action on establishing a public dog park in the city of Kirby, which is 8I. We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, to table this item, since Councilmember Apodaca brought it up. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember
Lehman? Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8J, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2020-886 to change the date and time of city council meetings due to unforeseen discrepancies with regular meeting dates and times. Would you like to cover that?
Yes.
Okay.
So our city charter currently says that council by ordinance shall establish the date and time of council meetings. Our ordinance was last revised in 2010, at which time it established that council's regular meetings would be every second and fourth Thursday at 7 p.m. And then it had in there provisions to allow you to change meetings that fall on holidays and to schedule emergency and special meetings. However, there are no other provisions for any other reason to change a meeting. And one of the things that recently came up is the fact that we are going to serve as a polling place, and that will affect our council meeting date. So that is a discrepancy that is a reasonable reason to change council meeting. So this ordinance is just allowing us those type of opportunities to reschedule our meetings.
We'll entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the action for the ordinance number O-2020-886 to change the date and time of city council meetings due to unforeseen discrepancies with regular meeting dates and times.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Salazar, to accept ordinance number O-2020-886 to change the date and time of city council meetings due to unforeseen discrepancies with regular meeting dates and times. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2020-886 to change the date and time of city council meetings due to unforeseen discrepancies with regular meeting dates and time passes for the first reading. Item 8K, discussion and possible action to dispense with the second reading of ordinance number O-2020-886 so the ordinance number O-2020-886 becomes effective immediately. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the action to dispense with the second reading of ordinance number O-2020-886 so the ordinance number O-2020-886 becomes effective immediately.
Second.
We have a motion. I'm going to let him have. We have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Lehman, to dispense with the second reading of ordinance number O-2020-886, so the ordinance number O-2020-886 becomes effective immediately. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Bent?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2020-886 becomes effective immediately. We will move to item 8L. Do we need to call this person?
Yes.
Okay. I might hang up. I don't know how to conference call. While we're getting the engineer on the phone, I'm going to open item 8L, discussion and possible action to approve final plat Kirby Old Seguin addition being a subdivision establishing lot 1 and block 2 containing 1.735 acres, showing part of Joseph W. Guarantee Survey, abstract number 258, City of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. This is where the Dollar General is going to be built.
Wait.
We have to get the engineer on the phone. Hi, Phil. It's the city council meeting in Kirby.
Message. When you have finished recording,
okay.
Hang up. Looking for more options.
Hi, Philip. This is Monique Vernon, the city manager of Kirby. We were calling you for your agenda item. You can call us back at 210-237-6318. Thank you.
Don't hang up on Jerry. Can I, since, Patty, since I opened it, can I move to the next one? Or do I need to?
Okay, you still there, Jerry?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Just announce that we're not able to reach the engineer and that we'll move to the next item.
And then come back to that one?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, item 8L, we were unable to.
Hello?
Okay.
All right, we're there. On item 8L, we're unable to contact with the engineer at this time, so we're going to move to item 8M and go back to L momentarily, hopefully. All right, item 8M, discussion and possible action on preliminary plat establishing Morin subdivision being a total of 0.286 acres of land out of lot P22 and city block 5191 recorded in a special warranty deed dated February 29, 2018 in the official public records of Bexar County, Texas, establishing lot 1, block 1, city block 5191, otherwise known as 4451 Ackerman Road in the city of Kirby of Texas. City of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas.
And their engineer is here.
Awesome.
Hi, good evening, Council. My name is Joseph Tober. I'm with A1 Engineering. I'm the civil engineer representing the property owners. We submitted this plat. It's a preliminary plat at this time. This is, as you read, this is at the 4451 Ackerman, so it's not too far from here. It's right at the corner of Ackerman and Old Seguin. It's an empty vacant tract right now, right next to the car wash. The plan by the property owners is to build a basically a food commissary, a walk-up type food, Asian food, not a food truck, but it's going to be remodeled shipping containers, and so there will be a walk-up type deal with parking and to-go food primarily, no dining. No picnics. It's not intended for that type of service. So at this time, we're just trying to move on with the plat phase so that we can try to apply for a building permit on this project. Questions at this time?
Is this lot going to be paved?
Well, there will be two 40 by 40-by-8 shipping containers that are going to be on a concrete foundation.
Because right now they're not.
They are not, right. They are just pushed off to the side. The idea is to pull them into...
horrible.
Apologize about that. So we're trying to push through so we can get those foundations. And that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about, is to see if we could start at least the foundation part of it so we could move those shipping containers to the proper location. And as far as pavement goes, like, I think they were still talking about how that would definitely have some areas where it will be either concrete or asphalt, and some areas that may just be gravel areas for additional parking and things like that. But we will follow all the City of Kirby codes and Bexar County codes.
Wait, we're just doing the plat right now. Oh. Hold on. We did receive a letter from Craig Wilson, which is our city engineer, to Monique, indicating that the city provided the application package for the subject preliminary plat on September 16th. Upon reviewing submitted...
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
He's got a really long message.
I'm not still here.
A little confused later.
Sorry, my mouse.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2.
This is the first.
Hey, Jerry, you're still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
You got it all.
I get it.
We'll show him for not answering the call. All right, so this is... Craig Wilson said that they find all comments have been addressed. Please consider the preliminary plat complete and ready for submission to the City Council for their approval. And everybody was provided with the plat.
Yep.
Is this what it looks like?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Obviously, you can't see that. But
yeah, I have a copy here.
All right. Monique, is there anything that Craig said or anything other than that? All right, so this is this item is just for the preliminary plat, establishing the preliminary plat.
Right.
I know.
May I make a motion for that we okay the preliminary plat establishing Morin subdivision being a total of 0.286 acres of land out of lot Paul 22 and city block 5191, recorded in a special warranty deed dated February 29, 2018, in the official public records of Bexar County, Texas, establishing lot 1, block 1, city block 5191, otherwise known as 4451 Ackerman Road, in the city of Kirby, Texas.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Pierce, to accept the preliminary plat establishing Morin subdivision being a total of 0.286 acres of land out of lot P22 and city block 5191, recorded in a special warranty deed dated February 29, 2018 in the official public records of Bexar County, Texas, establishing lot 1, block 1, city block 5191, otherwise known as 4451 Ackerman Road, in the city of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right.
Okay, so what kind of food?
Agent
food, sir.
Don't answer that. Don't engage that conversation, please. Then after the meeting.
Good food.
Thank you. Now, Patty, sit. Okay. So we're back up to 8L. No.
Because we did approve the preliminary plat.
Yes.
And
correct.
So if you are comfortable, we could still move forward. If there are questions for the engineer, then we could wait and bring it back.
Because this is, did they change anything on the plat? Because they were talking about the parking spaces, the additional handicap parking places.
And that would be in their site plan. They did update that in their site plan.
But the plat is exactly the same.
Are they under a deadline?
No, well, they are trying to move forward, but, you know, we have the 30-day deemed approved anyway for law. But they would have to wait, you know, that 30 days if we don't take any action.
But it looks like this exact same one that we received the last time.
That's what I understand. We approved the first one?
Yeah. And our engineer, you know, reviewed it, the final plat, and signed off on that as well.
Did he go look at it?
Yeah. Which he added on parking spaces, right?
Yeah, they changed that. We just reported.
But that's on the site plan. This is just the plat.
Back the plat.
Right.
Okay, so then I make a motion we accept final approval plat for Kirby Olsagin addition being a subdivision established lot 1 and block 2 containing 1.735 acres showing part of Joseph W. Garrett survey abstract number 258, City of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Salazar to accept and approve the final plat, Kirby Olsagin addition being a subdivision establishing lot 1 and block 2 containing 1.735 acres showing part of Joseph W. Guarantee survey, abstract number 258, City of Kirby, Bexar County, Texas. I'm going to give a moment for our city secretary to sit down.
We got it already.
Say it again, Jerry.
Is that plot of land?
Yes, it's right by the Kirby Baptist Church. It's in that vacant area right there, and that's where the Dollar General.
Dollar General store.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it.
Is that on the jury's house?
Okay.
I don't
even
want that. You know anyone?
I have a tiny one at home. All right, so we have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember. They'll move on it.
When do you think that you will be moving forward once plat is approved?
I'm sorry?
When do you think you'll be moving forward with the project? Any time frame?
Construction.
Or breaking ground.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a time frame on construction for the project?
No, I don't. I mean, it's usually about 6 to 9 months total.
Okay. 6 to 9 months.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Pierce, seconded by Councilmember Salazar. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Lehman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. The final plat is approved. Everybody has spoken. I've done all the letters. We will move to item 9A, requests and announcements. Request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community interests. Councilmember Grant.
Well, Mayor, was that my back? Anyway, for further information, when a committee does not exist to handle the type of business it's designated for, then that authority falls to the council. And building standards has to do with real estate, has nothing to do with the parks. So any decisions made by them about the parks will fall to the council until we bring together a parks commission again. So that answered that question. Other than that, got the night out. Everybody drive through, come see us. Thank you.
Councilmember Salazar.
I don't have anything.
Mayor Pro Tem Aldridge.
Yes, I think that
the park plan is something good and that we definitely need to look into. But we've got two park plans out there, one from 1995 and one from 2012. The one from 2012 is 8 years old. Other things have gone into that park, and I think that we need to come up with a brand new park plan. That's my thought on that. And another thing, I would like to put the 2924 Ackerman Road back on the agenda because I think we need an update of where that stands. And then this has always been a pet peeve of mine. I just want to put this out there. If anybody removes or destroys a political sign, it is illegal. Last but not least, everybody come see us, National Night Out, drive through at Hopkins Elementary on October the 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thank you for coming out.
Councilmember Pierce? Nothing? All right, thank you everybody for being here this evening. Sunday, September 27th is Gold Star Mother's Day. It's a day to recognize and honor those who have lost sons or daughters while serving in our United States Armed Forces. So please keep them in your prayers. October 9th through 11th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., there's a community-wide garage sale. BJ actually spoke about it this evening. You do not have to get a permit to participate in that. If you want your address on a flyer, then please contact Patty at her email address, or you can call 661-3198 at extension 305 on or before noon on October 5th to be placed on the list of participants. But again, you do not have to register your address in order to participate. We will have curbside brush and bulk pickup on October 12th through the 30th. It will be picked up in sectors. The information is posted on the website, and there's information out at City Hall. It is being picked up by sector, so just know where your sector is. October 5th is the last day to register for the November 3rd election. There will be local, state, and federal ballots, so please make sure that you register if you haven't done so already and you intend to vote November 3rd. Kirby City Hall, as Monique had mentioned, will be a polling site for early voting, but remember you can vote anywhere that the sites are there. And October 13th through October 30th is early voting. And I believe our fire chief wanted to say something.
Yes. Good evening, everybody. One of the things that we have done to try to keep our community safer, we were able to obtain a considerable amount of 1095 and surgical type masks. We have them here at the City Hall and in the lobby of the fire station. So please come and get them and keep yourself safe. The cloth masks and any of the shoes are not anywhere near as good as these. So if you're going to be having contact with people, please come by and get a couple and wear them. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Lehman?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, thank you. All right, we will adjourn. Good night, Jerry. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
Good night, Jerry.